It's The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and Richard Van Norden. This week we're talking about the science of sustainable living, and in a second we'll find out about the guy who's turned his home into, well, what you could really describe as a power station. But first, on this week's show, since it's all about sustainable living, let's get this week's Kitchen Science underway and join Ben and Dave, who've been soaking up the sun.
For this week's Kitchen Science, we're thinking about something that all the houses of the future will need to consider, and that's ways to cut down on wastewater and, if possible, reuse water. So, Dave, how is it best that we should indeed cut down on our use of water?
Well, the first thing you should do is not waste water, so use efficient appliances like dishwashers and washing machines, and not leave taps running. But this time we're going to look at a way of purifying water to something which you can drink from just about anything.
So this would work from rainwater, for example?
Oh, rainwater's already pure, so you don't really have to do it for that. So it would actually work with things like dishwater, even seawater.
So is this method of purifying water something that people can do at home already, or do you need lots of expensive desalination equipment?
No, it's actually really simple to do it at home. All you need is a dark container, like maybe a non-stick saucepan, some cling film, some water, and a small cup.
We're out in your garden today. Now, surely I would have thought if you're looking at conserving water, we'd be in the kitchen or perhaps the bathroom.
The other thing that we need for this experiment is the sun. So you want to do it on a very sunny day. And today's reasonably sunny, so hopefully it should work.
Well, I guess we should take advantage of the sun before it goes away. So what do we actually need to do?
Well, the first thing you'll need is some water to purify. You could use dishwater or something like that. But we're going to make some salt water by adding about 5-10 grams of salt to about half a litre of water.
OK, now salty water really isn't pleasant to drink and it does dehydrate you, so why are we starting with salt water?
Well, salt water is a really easy test because you can taste salt really easily, so you can tell how well it's been purified. And also, if it works on salt water, there's loads of salt water in the world, so it could be a useful process.
OK, well, how do we actually set this up?
Well, the first thing we need to do is make our salt water, so I'm going to put the 5-10 grams of salt in the water.
And this is ordinary household table salt?
Yeah, perfectly normal. Any old salt will do, as long as you can taste it. And then give that a good stir.
OK, that's fairly well stirred in. Do we need it all to dissolve?
It's not vital. What's important is if you taste it, it should taste salty.
And does it?
Yeah. Lovely.
So now we have some very salty water. That really doesn't look like pleasant stuff to drink. So what do we have to do next?
Well, the next thing to do is to put the water in the saucepan. So you want to put maybe a centimetre of water in the bottom of the saucepan.
Is there any particular reason we're using a saucepan?
Well, we're trying to absorb the sun, so we want a nice dark container, and this saucepan is nice and black on the inside.
So you could actually use anything that would be a nice dark colour, so a black bucket would work?
Yeah, perfectly well.
OK, so we'll pour that into the saucepan now. We've just put about a centimetre of water, so enough to cover the base, but not too much.
Yeah, if you do it, it'll take longer if you put too much water in there.
So, a saucepan of salty water, a sunny day, what's the next thing?
Well, the next thing we want to do is put our collecting glass in the bottom.
That's the shot glass we've got.
Yep, I'm going to put that in the middle of the saucepan, and then stretch cling film over the top of the saucepan.
OK, so we're just using ordinary household cling film, and we're just going to stretch it across the top of the saucepan, like you might do if you had some leftovers that you wanted to keep fresh.
Yep, that's exactly right. You want to do this quite loosely, so you can make a depression in the bottom. And you might hold it down with a stone, or I'm going to use a little bit of the salt water I was making earlier.
And that's caused a depression in the middle of the cling film, so that's now dipping in the middle. Is that what we need?
Yeah, that's the idea. You want that to dip in over the centre of that glass. And just to help things along a bit, I'm going to tip the saucepan towards the sun so we get as much sun inside as possible.
OK, so we have a saucepan that's tilted towards the sun with a bit of really salty water in the bottom. And across the top there's some cling film which has a bit more of the water on top of it to create a depression. We've lined the depression up exactly with the shot glass. And this is going to purify water for us, is it, Dave?
That's the plan, yes.
And so how long have I got to wait to get myself a nice drink of pure water?
It'll depend on how much water you want and how sunny the day is, but an hour or two should do it.
OK, well, I'm afraid, Dave, I have some bad news for you, because I, of course, trust your science completely, and I wouldn't be here doing kitchen science with you if I didn't, and I'm looking forward to a glass of pure water. But after we had a bit of a live problem with a kitchen science a few weeks ago, it seems that Dr. Chris is a little less certain of your science, and he wants you to prove it.
Yes.
And so he wants you to do the ultimate in water recycling. And if this will work for salty water, then I don't see why it shouldn't work for your own wee.
Cheers, Chris. It should work.
So how do you feel about that? Are you willing to put your own kitchen science to the ultimate test?
I should be all right. I probably won't die even if it goes horribly wrong.
Well, in that case, Dave, I guess you better go off to the toilet to prepare.
I suppose I'd better, yes.
So Dave has gone off to the toilet to prepare the second part of this rather unusual kitchen science, but we will come back to you later on in the show to let you know if we really have been able to purify drinking water from water that Dave's already drank once.
Well, good luck there, Dave. I mean, if I was in your position, I think I'd do a little bit of switching of beakers, but, you know, I trust your science implicitly. So stay tuned to find out if Dave really will drink his own purified urine. And if you've got any questions on the science of sustainability or any other science topic, email us, chris@thenakedscientist.com.